Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab and DJ Bird. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat, do not turn down. They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone call, 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be.
Man, what's happening? What's good? What's really hood? Man, we back again. Coming to you live from Lexington Campus Studio, National College Studio, well, American National University Studios. DJ Slab along with
DJ Bird.
And our guest hosts are economics, financial, and all that good stuff, Chris DeWiz.
Sir, how y'all doing out there?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? We doing wonderful, man. What's going on with y'all, man? How was y'all little break? Y'all enjoy your break?
Yeah, man. It was all right, but, you know, once you get to doing something so much, man, it's kind of hard to break away from it and then come back to it. And so, I mean, I was just so ready to come back after a while.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. I only been out of school for this. Make my second week out of school. I already missed it. I'll tell you for real. You know what I'm saying? Now I feel like a teenager. I done got put in the workforce again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out in the workforce. I'm yeah, brand new world right now. Brand new me, you know. Shoot, it's just like, hey. It's you know, and shout out to all my people at LM Communications and giving me the great opportunity. And shout out to Ill Bill. You know what I'm saying? Bill Gator, Gray. You know what I'm saying? Our boy for making this happen. We got to thank him every now and then. Let him know that he's special to us.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying? But kicking it off, all the beef is going on, man.
Man,
first, man, you know, I don't like to spread the beefs and stuff, but this is part of entertainment. Now, I'm going to tell you what we got going on. All right, we got, first off, early part of this week, we start off the week with Ghostface Killah getting it, Action Bronson.
Yeah, man.
Hey. Ghost ain't playing Action. You better slow your roll.
Ghost about that, man.
Come on. Yeah, it's Papa Bear. Yeah, pretty Tony. All right, come on. shoot.
Yeah, man. But Bronson, man, I think you need to step away from this one, brother.
He shouldn't have said what he said. I mean, well, he started off with. You know, I can't remember his name off the bat. The brother on Sports Nation, the big brother. What's his name?
Marcellus Wiley.
Okay, Marcellus Wiley. All right. Ask him, how you feel about everybody comparing you to Ghostface Killah, saying you sound like Ghostface? He said, man, you know, it's an honor. I'm flattered that you know, said that, but he ends the statement with, you know what I'm saying? Well, maybe Ghost should change it up and come with a new style then. And yes, and that's what got his attention. And he went off on him, a six-minute rant. I ain't going to call it a rant, but he told him, I know your tour dates. I got shooters in different cities, not just in New York. Yes, and, you know, I will get at you. Yeah, he got offended, and then which rightfully so, because like he said, I gave you a pass. I told you run with it, man. You know, forget what everybody else say about you, man. I like you, but you know, once he felt disrespected, hey. And you know, Ghost said it on the Cuban Links album. I want nobody sounding like me, B. I've been listening to Wu-Tang for 20 something years, man. You know. No, they are not playing. So, Action, I'm sorry. Brother, you better fall back. Right, what we got going on, man?
Got your old school Burn Davis, man. He's been out from playing basketball since 2012. They said he's trying to make a comeback. What you think about it, man?
Well, I hope he can as he cuts that S curl off. But hey,
yeah, 13
Nah, shout out to Baron Davis. I love Baron, you know. It just said S Curl threw me off right there. I know you know, he's an LA brother, so they, you know, they love to do anything. But anyway, no disrespect for nobody there.
Yeah, man. I think he
still got, yeah. Dude, 32. He's still, you know, if he's still in shape, and
he just coming back off of knee surgery.
Well,
off knee problems.
Now I'm gonna say this to him. Your bones are not gonna heal up as quick as they used to when you was 25, 26, 27. Now you're 32.
I mean, yeah, ACL.
Yeah,
and
you,
MCL.
Oh God, yeah, those are terrible right there alone. And so we can't. I mean, you know, if you feel like you want to go out there, brother. I'm not gonna hate on you. I commend you. I'm 35. I ain't picked up basketball in years, and basketball is my favorite sport. So, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, you get older and, you know, you go into different things. But shout out to Baron Davis, you know what I'm saying? Represent Cali.
Know it.
For sure. Man, but, yeah, you know, ascending to the other beefs of the industry. Meek Mill tweeted, stop comparing. Drake don't even rate his own rants. Let the cat out, let the snake out, like Jake the Snake. You know, let Damien out the bag.
He writes his own. He writes his own. But I mean, it's just like everybody, man. If someone got a song for you, man, of course,
man.
I mean, they wrote it for you.
I'm gonna tell
if
you.
If anybody
this.
Did anything with Pharrell or anything, he didn't give you a hit.
Come
I
on,
what nobody say.
He done wrote something.
With the
somebody
beat,
done.
With
okay.
The beat and the lyrics. He
well,
wrote for you. So I mean, you really can't say that. I mean. He didn't write. He don't write his own raps. He write
well,
his raps. It's just sometimes, you know. I mean, everybody likes Jay-Z, right?
Come on.
Kanye was writing for him.
Right, and they said up.
Yeah, Kanye.
I'm not gonna say
Kanye
that.
I mean,
him, bro. You silly, Chris.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not like saying that he's writing it for him because Jay-Z can't rap.
Right.
I mean, he didn't written songs. I mean, just like everybody. I mean, people giving him beats and stuff. I mean, Kanye used to do all that before, you know, he started rapping. He was behind the scenes. And then he wanted Jay-Z to bring him out, man. He wanted Jay-Z to bring him out at one of his Madison Square Garden, you know.
The person that got Kanye together was Dame Dash.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dame Dash. You know what I'm saying? Hey, for real. Dame, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Harlem.
Jay-Z was planning to the left.
Yeah, man. Dame gave him a shot. Yeah, man. Gave him a shot. Now, you know, that's how the game goes. But, yeah, you know, with Ghostwriting, man, you know, I bet y'all probably didn't know this, that Jay-Z ghostwritten, Still DRE.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, he didn't ghostwritten a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, a lot of rappers get, you know, ghostwriters, you know. Hey, I'm going to tell you the best ghostwriter is Skills. Skills done ghostwritten for plenty of rappers in the game. Skills, shout out to VA, Skills. All right, Common. Common goes wrote for Pit Diddy. All right, so a lot of rappers, especially mainstream rappers, they can't. A lot of them ain't got no spit. As they get certain level, they ain't got no spit. A lot of them don't, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. You can tell. You know, they ain't gonna be straight off the dome. It's, you know, especially with the new age beats because they kind of fast, and you know how that goes, man. So he later apologizes to Drake and say he's going to be great. And, you know, I think he's jealous of the relationship with him and Nicki. And I think Drake done peeled them draws off one or two times. You know.
But I seen some on, let me see, it was on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And it said something. It had a little post up there talking about Meek Mill asked Nicki about giving Drake a head, and then they was like, she was like, something like that, and I was like, oh man, they just
one of the memes. Oh yeah, you know they gonna do that.
Stuff up her.
Yeah, they. You know, Meek act like he done fell in love with Nicki already. Meek was talking about having kids. She done shot him down about having kids and everything. Yeah, man, that girl ain't trying to have no kids. And it's, yeah, they are. They've been together.
Yeah.
They ain't Chris. Hey, I feel you, brother. Hey, there's a lot more things important than Nicki and Meek Mills. I agree with you. I ain't going to lie. Power couples, they need y'all fit. BS. Drake ain't got to say nothing. That's why Chris Brown was trying to get them. That's why every rapper try to get it, Drake, because Drake over there knocking a woman. I like Drake. Man. Get off Drake's knee. You know what I'm saying? He balling y'all shoe. Yeah, he's soft. He's for the women. Shoot, Drake,
mad at Drake, man.
Come on,
your girl, man.
Hey, she the one. Want to give him the touchdown. All right, you know what I'm saying? She wants to get at Toronto Blue Jay. So, she's the one acting like it. All right, so don't get mad at him. What's the saying? Don't hate the player. All right. So, you know what I'm saying, Meek, you need to fall back, brother. And then, you know, I didn't know this till you told me that Wayne even got at Meek Mill.
Yeah, he told him, he said, man, 10 million, a rap battle.
Mm.
He said, that's even if you got 10 mil.
Right.
Because he was up there trying, you know.
Hey, come on now. Hey, that's, but, you know, man, Wayne is always going to stick up for Drake. That's the thing I do respect about Wayne. Wayne is not going to let Drake get beat up on, all
you,
right?
You know the reason why that they going through this?
Why?
Because Meek Mill got mad because Drake didn't promote his album.
Oh, shoot. Sure.
That's the same reason why he got mad.
Hey.
Mad because, like, Meek Mill feel that since you on his album, you should be promoting his album for him.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? This thing about it, bro. Meek need to get off at BS. All right, that's why I really don't listen to his music, because like, I don't feel him. I ain't going to lie. I don't feel me. All he do is yelling, I mean, come on, brother. You know, I like a couple of these songs, but I come a little tougher to me, especially coming from Philly, because, you know, you got a long line behind some dope MCs from Philly. You know, stop top of the list of Black Thought. So, Meek, get Freeway. It together, all right? Freeway, Beanie Mac, all right? You know what I'm saying? Hey, those three alone. Hell, you Will, yes. Don't forget about Big Willie. Yeah, getting jiggy with it. Willie, all right? You know what I'm saying? That man, hey, he's an icon. You know, that's, hey, whatever music he comes out with, so what, it might be corny, but, hey, shout out to Will, man. Give me one of the movies, man, all right? I need to get paid.
Latest, Focus, you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen that yet.
From what I've seen, it was good film.
Why?
Watch it out. I'm telling you, that movie's right. Man. He'll always do his thing, though, man. Detect what, you know, they you see them two, him and Denzel, man, you see them two in there, man, you know, it's a movie. Hear about Stephen Curry's little brother, Seth Curry?
That I heard he got saying.
Yeah, man, he ain't going to be watching from the stands no more. He ain't going to be watching Big Brother do his thing. He going to be doing his thing. They said that the Kings then Sandy.
Well, hey.
He might be all right, man.
Yeah.
Especially with Seth Curry playing behind Rondo now.
Mm-hmm.
He might get that at the same time. Never know. Got Rondo, Seth. Then you got Willie and Cousins are. And your boy, you see your boy Willie going to work?
Yeah, Willie was doing his thing
Willie,
the other night.
Willie is a well, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. I seen little clips on him. You know what I'm saying?
Blocking everything.
Sure.
Plus he's like,
oh, shoot. He might be a little tougher than Joe King.
Yeah, man,
cause
he might be a little bit better because I'm trying to tell you, he's going beast mode. Yeah.
Plus, he got ups. You know, he's long, but he got super ups. And, you know.
About adding, what, I want to say like 60 or it was, he said he added a bunch to his vertical.
Yeah, yes, he damn near top of the goal. You know what I'm saying? Yes, he was damn near top of the goal blocking shots. I'm like, man, this dude is all right, Willie. Shout out to Willie. Well, shout out to all the NBA players in Summer League. You know what I'm saying? We enjoy watching y'all fellas and develop your game from the collegiate level to the professional level. You know, I wish y'all the best of luck and great success to every and each player that has been drafted through the UK program, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Well, the exhibition game's coming here in October, you know, and hopefully the press will get in. So with me being part of the press nowadays.
yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, come on, man. Come on.
Get live footage for y'all, man.
Hey, you know.
I can really look on our little site and check us out and see the footage that we have for y'all.
Yes, so.
Of them Pelicans and the Kings.
Yes, it's going to be.
Got our Wildcats
It's going to be major. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Sports Huddle, fellas.
Yeah.
Mike, Matt. Dana, my boy Dana. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all y'all.
What's up, man?
And Mr. Chris, you know, the host of the show, Chris Cross.
Did you see did y'all also see our other UK boys Booker and
Booker
Archie
been
Goodwin.
Showing off too? Yeah.
They was in the championship of
I know.
The,
yeah.
Finals.
I seen that.
And they ran in scoreboard up.
Didn't they? Hey, that's great.
Even though they lost, they ran that scoreboard up. They lost, but they played good, man. It lets you know what they got in store for this year.
Yeah. And, man, I'm going to say this. Donald Trump needs to shut the hell up and get out the damn way. Leave these people alone. You are really, you know, this is the thing about it. He goes down to Laredo, Texas. At the Mexican-U.S. border, and how about, you know, all people that comes in need to be legal. Okay. Now, Donald Trump, you are really making that issue a little more played out than others. Because what is really on your agenda? Because I know you got Mexican workers that works low wages for you, so don't even try front like you don't want no immigrant over here. You know, go ahead, speak, brother.
You know, it is just a theory, my own personal theory. But, you know, him and Hillary Clinton are tight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you look back when Bill Clinton got elected, you know, it was between him and you had also running on the independent Ross Perot.
Yeah, I remember that, yes.
See, that's the only way Bill Clinton got elected. It was because of that third party.
Yeah.
The way it's kind of like lining up, I almost think it's a setup.
It is. Come on.
Slingshot Hillary past Bush. I mean, that's what it's going to come back to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you right, Chris. Hey, Chris the Wiz. That's why I call him Chris the Wiz, all right?
He's
on his shit,
man. He's using his money, too.
Yeah, you know, leave these people alone.
He's getting all these good people to come work for him, and then, you know, they ain't used to working for some people and getting that much.
He had 60 reporters at the scene at the border. You know what I'm saying? And he went through a 10-minute news conference next to the World Trade Bridge, claiming great relationship with the Hispanics about needing a wall only in sections, and mysterious great danger with illegals. It became the desolation of the current state of the Trump campaign, a freewheeling romp that changes on the fly at the times chaotic and bizarre. They brags with the glare from seemingly endless cameras, according to the New York Times. So, everybody know you flogering anyway, Donald Trump. Let's get to the point. Damn it. Leave my Hispanic people alone. Okay, y'all talk about the immigrants. What about the other immigrants? From the Irish to, I hate to say it, to every white Caucasian race that's came here. Everybody's an immigrant. From us to the Caucasians. Well, I ain't going to say us because we've been here forever. But, all right, you know, say they say Native Americans now. They are black people, so. Okay, yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Donald, you need to leave these people alone, okay? It's, you getting in the way of a lot of things with, you know, hey, yeah, they trying to leave Mexico because a lot of them is bad, broken conditions there. You know, I've talked to many of his Hispanics, and they've told me how their lifestyle was in Mexico or Southern America, and it's rough. You know what I'm saying? You it humbles yourself because, you know, here in America, we're privileged. They're not privileged. They got drug lords everywhere. Killing, drug wars. What you going to say?
I mean, the CIA is the, you know.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Drug lords and all that, how that goes. I mean, it's said that the CIA is the biggest, you know, drug lords in the world, you know.
Okay, yes, we know that, but the general public is not going to acknowledge that. You know, we can, hey, we we just as, you know, a pawn in the whole scheme of things.
We got great propaganda here.
Oh yeah, right now it's too much propaganda. It's you, shit. It's crazy out here. You got to know what to believe in, people. You know, coming from DJ Slab, hey, I've opened my eyes up, and you got to. You know, even though I work in media, you still got to keep an open eye because, shoot, the media can really suck you into believing all this nonsense. And so, you know, that's what – and guys like Donald Trump know that you can use media to build up your bullshit, you know. So, hey, leave my people alone, Donald Trump. Oh, man. See, you know what? Planned Parenthood started off of black people anyway. So with them saying they're selling organs and stuff like that goes along with everything else, like with organs, what they call them?
Well, they call them tissue.
Yeah, so
basically unusable tissue.
Yes.
But the thing about it is, I thought they weren't babies until they were born.
Yeah.
But they're attaching the baby, yeah, you know, babies to it after they've been aborted. But I thought that it wasn't a child until it was born. So yeah. Why are we still calling it a baby? You know, like I ain't.
Make you think, don't it, Chris DeWiz? You know what I'm saying? I for real. This thing about it, you know, we was an experiment of Planned Parenthood. And so it's all it is population control. You know what I'm saying? You control the population, you control everything within the system, then, you know, you control the people. And hey, that's what their plan is, and it's falling into place if people don't notice. You know,
I want to second that, especially as what you were saying, because it's going to be more, it's going to be on the digital side.
Yes, yes, very digital.
What we see this next fall harvest, because, you know, right now, we have become so interconnected with the internet that to be without it, it's like you're missing out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, control.
Mm-hmm. All psychological control, psychological warfare. Yes, yes.
It goes on in every you know, business or practice or whatever you do, man. It's always the supply and demand, man. You gotta understand that.
Yeah. So.
You hear about the king signing the veteran, Caron Butler?
Yeah, I seen that. That's all right. Shout out to Caron Butler, man.
Man, they just adding to the team. They wasn't a bad team, man, to begin with. They were just missing some things. Now I see that Rondo then went there. Now Caron Butler. Then you got Willie and Cousins, and then who was the somebody else on the team, man, right now. I can't even think of it. But the Kings is going to be nice this year, man. That's the team that's going you going to have to watch out for.
Get Spurs some trouble.
Hey, come on. Give Spurs some trouble. All of them be trouble.
Tim Duncan came back too, man.
Yeah. And shoot, you know, they got David West too.
Yeah. Sure did.
You know, shout out to David West, you know. That's a bad dude. He's a boxer. He's a taekwondo. He give it to you for cheap. It's
everybody's
man.
Getting picked up out. You know, Kendrick Perkins is going to the Pelicans.
Oh, word?
Yeah, he ain't with the Cavs no more, man.
Yeah. Hey, that's great news, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you got a chance to, you know, get yourself together. Go ahead, do it, you know. We gotta keep on striving for the best, and I like to end the show and talk about, you know, all Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying, with the recent the recent apparent suicide of Sandra Bland. Okay.
Oh yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous, and Sandra Bland controversy is I think this woman was murdered because she don't seem like she was wanting to kill herself when she was getting played. Have y'all seen the video? Okay. That don't sound like a woman she's ready to kill herself. And they took it over the edge anyway.
They really did.
You know, with police brutality. And if you see the beginning of the video where he had pulled over a white lady, and she didn't turn on the signal or nothing. He gave a warning and sent her on the way. Pulls over the black woman. Same reason. And she's like, why you pulling me over for? And she's asking questions. You know, that's the thing about it. They don't want you to ask them questions. People, you got to ask questions. You, no matter what. And so she gets taken to jail, and apparently she gets hung in her cell. She kills herself in the cell. But
she kill herself, man.
Okay, yes, and
she had two job offers, man. What?
Come on, what's she gonna kill herself for?
Exactly. What was she, you know, mad about enough to
kill herself? This woman was not going to kill herself because she was on the path of success. And hey, this is the thing about it. What gets me fired up? You know what I'm saying? We are living. We losing our lives by the dozen, people. You know? Yes. Yes, black people, everybody matters, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying this as a black man. Man, we got so much social justice now, it's not even funny. And I wish the family of Sandra Bland, you know, the best of luck in finding out the truth. Cause,
yeah, man, that was murder. Man.
Yeah, straight up murder. And so
you sit there and tell me that, you know, she wanted to do something like that. That's just not believable.
Yeah, and so I, me personally, everybody in the world, you know, be careful. Okay, if you're going into unfamiliar territory, be careful, all right? And, you know, we got to wrap this show up, so everybody, peace, love, and happiness.
Yeah, man.
All right.
See you on the next rodeo.
Yes, sir. Peace, and we out.